It's time for the Ultimate Radio Program with Rachel Montgomery on TalkZone Internet Radio, discussing the hot topics of the day, music, entertainment, and more. And now here's your hostess, the miniskirt with a dirt, Rachel Montgomery.
Hiya. Well, we're back in the city in the saddle again. I was hoping that maybe it will be a little warmer. I know it's September, October, November. It's fall. It's cold.
Mm-hmm. We've been robbed of our summer here.
We was robbed.
Robbed of our summer.
You know what? I kind of feel like I'm actually in London because it's so overcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not raining, so that's a good thing.
Or snowing at that.
Oh, what's
for
that
matter?
Gee whiz, why'd you bring that?
Well, it's just right around the corner.
Well, see, I was trying not to, you know, think about it, and this is the reason why. So I'm at like my regular governmental foolishness last night. Guess what the guys did last night?
What?
They put up Christmas trees.
Already?
It's Christmas time in the city. Not. It's too early. I mean, come on, man. It's like, it's not even snow. I mean, I know it's cold. Well, it's cool. And, you know, changing up the seasons and all that kind of thing. But I'm like, okay, we just got rid of summer. And we didn't even have like a hot summer, which is very unlikely here in Chicago. Because at least we have 7 days of like burning 103 degree weather. We didn't have any of that. So we just got robbed.
Yeah.
So I feel a little cheated. I want a hot fall. Can I get a hot fall?
Well, actually, we will have some good weather. So I looked at my forecast. So let's see.
You're doing your time skilling.
For the rest of September, it will be fall weather. And then in October.
Yeah.
It's supposed to warm back up.
What about November?
Didn't get that far.
Oh, well, that's not reliable, right? I mean, geez, it's not helping me out with my fall fashions.
Didn't get that far.
Speaking of fall fashions, I checked the mailbag like yesterday. Guess where we're going?
Where?
Like Nordstrom's is having like their fall fashion fair. So we're going to go.
To Nordstrom's? Okay.
Yeah. I like fall because fall means new clothes.
Oh, for you, yeah.
Well, yeah. And new shoes.
No, I just wear the same old shoes and clothes.
But that's what guys do. Like, you know, guys, they don't like get dressed up like season wise. You just put stuff on and just hope that it matches.
Yeah, pretty much so, yeah.
Well, what's the point in that?
Because that's what guys do. We take the same wardrobe, like for instance, we take the same suit and change the shirt and change the tie and change the pocket square, change the shoes, different pair of socks.
Oh my God.
And the same old underwear.
Huh?
That's what we do. But of course, we wash the underwear.
I was going to say, something's wrong with that.
Same old underwear.
Well, see, that's the reason why you're by yourself and women are in the mall.
Pretty much so, yeah.
Well, anyways, so that was in the mailbag, as well as we have been invited to a meet and greet with the World Federation Champion Wrestling people. You know your people.
Yeah.
They're coming to Chicago, and they want us to come on down.
That's great. I haven't been to a wrestling match since I was an Andy Frayne usher.
See, and that's what I thought about you when I said yes, because I was like, I don't know the people. But I thought about you, and I was like, well, Al would know who they are because he was like an Andy Frayne person. And so, you know, you would probably know who they were. And I'm thinking, well, maybe one of them will be, like, cute before he, like, gets, like, choked to death. So,
gets choked to death.
Well, I mean, that's what they do, right? I mean, because, like, it's not really real, right?
What do you mean wrestling is?
I mean, okay, like when I saw him at Wizard World, like they were like, you know, John Cena, he was like real. Like I would never get in the ring with that guy because he looks like he'll do you one.
Yeah.
And then like the other people and like the lady, I don't know who the lady was, but she looks like she wasn't a joke. So I wouldn't mess with them. But like the rest of them, they look like, you know, you know, it like, you know, because like, you know, they had like those things on the bottom of the ring where you stomp on it and it goes boom.
Right. And it makes it sound like
someone's
getting
like you really
hurt.
Yeah. No, that's fake.
It's a lot of stomping.
Yeah. But it's fake. It's like fake wrestling. But, you know, you give them credit because, like, you know, the theatrics of it is like on point. So you give them for theatrical presentation. Yes. A star. But for, you know, physical attributions. Oh, no, you can forget that.
Oh, okay.
That's fake. That's wrong. But, I mean, you know, if you got good show business, I'll give it to you. But, you know, other than that, the wrestling thing, no. I don't see it.
A lot of other people would disagree with you. They think that wrestling is for real, and thousands and millions of people a year go to these wrestling matches.
Well, I saw them on TV, yeah. You know, and like in like high school when mm-hmm. they had like the wrestling matches and stuff, you know, with your friends. Okay, I get that. That's mm-hmm. for real wrestling. But the stuff on TV, like with The Rock, I smell what you cooking. Yeah, I smell what you cook too, baby.
Oh, no.
Now that's entertainment.
Well, yeah.
No, I like that.
Which was his intro to acting.
Yeah, which is okay. It's cool with that. Okay, and so, like, the Hulk, mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan, mm-hmm. I like him. And, like, Rowdy Piper, mm-hmm. liked him. And the other guy, the big guy.
The big guy. They're yeah. all big.
Well, the big guy with the thing.
The big guy with the thing.
Yeah.
The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my guy.
The Undertaker.
Yes. 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 Now, see, that's wrestling.
Well,
yes.
Yeah. It's entertainment, too.
Yes. 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 That's worth the money and the trip in. I will do that anytime. Mm-hmm. But the rest of it, no. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Forget that. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. I might give my take to somebody else. So anyway, we are signed up for that, mm-hmm. and there's a meet and greet coming up soon, and I just said yes before I put you down. So.
Oh, thanks. So I'm in there.
Yeah, you're in, like,
whether I want to be or not.
Well, see, I figured that, you know, for the in-depth reporting, mm-hmm. that you would be more, you know, qualified to, you know, pull that one out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
I get away with that one.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Well, hey, look at that's better than what was in the mailbag like last week.
Which was what?
Did you listen to the Oprah Winfrey?
Yes, I did. I heard some of it.
I liked it.
And as much as I love Oprah, and Oprah, you know I love you.
I really liked it.
I loved Oprah when she was hosting AM Chicago before it became the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Yes.
But
and the Oprah Winfrey Network.
But her book is 4 hours long.
Dude.
And it's called What I Know For Sure.
What I Know For Sure.
But what I know for sure is I couldn't listen
Mm-mm.
all 4 hours.
Mm-mm.
You know, maybe an hour a day.
Yeah. See, I could, like, if it were the show, mm-hmm. I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I know for sure is that my attention span is not ready right. for Oprah. But see, I should have known that mm-hmm. when we talked about, like, the jazz festival.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. And of course, there's no music behind it. It's
no.
just Oprah sitting in a studio.
Well, why didn't you tell me there was no soundtrack or nothing behind it?
With headphones on.
I feel like maybe like a Quincy Jones soundtrack or something. It was like just Oprah and the air.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She can do that. And it's going to sell.
She can. And it works. But I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. And
but it's
gonna
good.
Sell.
Yes.
It's going to sell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because like you said, a bit every day mm-hmm. is awesome. I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking in my head, you're in the car and you're driving. You're going to die.
Okay.
Because I'm like, my mind is like, you know, mm-hmm. and she's like, joy and resilience and patience and Because I'm thinking groove is in the
Yeah, you know. But if you're expecting that, then you'll be disappointed. But if you want to hear pure Oprah at her best, talking about her and Jean Cisco, you know, then you'll sit there and listen to her.
I liked it, but I was like, I know it's me. I know it's me. And I could see the look on your face mm-hmm. when I gave you the, you know, mm-hmm. the 4-disc audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, $10 says that Al's not going to make.
But I tell you what, let's throw it out there. Anyone who is out there listening to us right now
yes.
and has what
I know
for sure, if they have it, you know, let us know. Give us some feedback about it. What did you think about it? Or if you haven't gotten it yet, we don't want to discourage you from getting
it. Please go get it. It's really good.
But it's really good. But in short spurts.
So the thing is,
maybe an hour at a time.
I think, in my defense, I'm thinking Oprah being on television,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I wasn't thinking Oprah being so concentrated, mm-hmm. you know? And it, I think you have to have your mind set for this type of project. And mm-hmm. that's why I was saying, I don't know if you have to be in a certain
Mindset
mm-hmm. or, you know, a spiritual grounding, you know, because it's really good. It's really intense. It's thorough.
Mm-hmm.
It's comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. But I think I wasn't ready
mm-hmm.
for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, over the week, I have been able to, you know, a little more, you know, a little bit here, a little bit. And mm-hmm. I'm getting into it. But I thought to myself, I just had a preconceived notion of what I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it just bowled me over.
Mm-hmm.
It was overwhelming is exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really good. And I was thinking, I wonder if the rest of the audience who had already, like you said, listened to, you know, what I know for sure,
mm-hmm.
If they felt the same way. And what is it? 888, go for it.
Exactly. So if you've heard it already and you have an opinion, you know, let us know.
Yeah.
What you think about it. And
then we'll know what you know for sure.
Right. You'll know for sure. and get back with us. Give us some sort of feedback.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it just in short spurts.
Yeah. And we might put short spurts of it in the show, too, because I think it's a lot of, you know, it's inspirational. And I think people can get a lot out of it because, I mean, she has a lot of different topics that she touches on.
Mm-hmm.
And it can, you know, enhance your life with some of the things and the insights that she has come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great to hear Oprah again. And I've just realized just how much I missed Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really miss Oprah.
And you got to understand where she comes from. She comes from radio. So,
yeah.
You know, she was like probably right at home in a booth with the microphone and the headphones on.
I swear to God, it was like I'm sitting there listening to Oprah
mm-hmm.
in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was like, oh, God. You know, and you want to say, okay, Oprah, you want to ask her, like, it's a tape.
Right.
You know, because I feel like I want to talk to, you know, you know, because mm-hmm. like she would say stuff and I'm like, but I'm like, okay.
She won't answer.
No.
It's a CD. She's not going to answer.
No, she's not.
Now, like you can call her and say, what did you mean by.
Right.
Right.
And I felt like that.
Right.
And I was like, oh, but then again, I thought this is the proof that she did a good job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you've got to think that she has been in the business for over, you know,
30 years.
And she's been a fixture in everyone's house.
Yes.
So she's kind of like a relative. It's like when you, like when I first saw the movie, The Color Purple.
Yeah.
And the part where she gets hit.
Oh my God.
By the butt of the gun. I just jumped up like, you hit Oprah.
You sure did.
I was like, no. But you have to remember, okay, everyone who comes into your home,
yeah.
you think, you know, via the television, of
you
course.
You know them, yeah.
You know them. You feel like you've
bonded with them.
Yeah. So it's like when you hear her talking, it's like, okay, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've missed Oprah. So mm-hmm. so that's something that we know for sure. We know that you guys need to check out What I Know For Sure, the new audiobook from Oprah Winfrey.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always give us a call here at 1-800-GO-FOR-IT, and we'll get what you know for sure about the project.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go and check and see what else is in the mailbag, because last week we went to Disney on Ice, Princesses and Heroes. Dun, 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 dun. I loved it. But I haven't gotten a chance to go to the mailbox or the post.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Ultimate with Rachel Montgomery.
You're listening to The Ultimate Radio on TalkZone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery. We'll be back in a minute.
We use numbers every day. Your phone, your zip, even your PIN. But knowing your cholesterol numbers can help save your life. 34 million adults in the U.S. have high cholesterol, but many of them don't know it. Do you know your numbers? Your doctor can do a simple test to check your cholesterol levels and help you make choices that lower your risk for heart disease and stroke. September is National Cholesterol Education Month. Visit www.cdc.gov/cholesterol to learn more. A message from CDC.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is how I live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
And now, back to the Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery.
And we're back. And just check the mailbag. Don't see anything new as of yet, but it doesn't mean that the week is through, because, you know, we're good for the last minute.
Those last minute things.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's every single time. You know, we can have a schedule already done, and the next thing you know, hey, can you guys do this? Matter of fact, somebody called me this morning and asked if we were available to do something this weekend. But I think, I know what it was.
What was it?
Okay. It's the festival.
The who festival?
The
festival.
I knew it was something. I knew it was something I meant to tell you. Guess what?
What?
We're going to the Ah Festival.
Okay.
The Ah Music Festival at Union Park here in Chicago. It is, if I get it right, because I don't have my notes in front of me, so please forgive me. I do believe that it is hosted by Common. And like De La Soul and a lot of other people. People that.
And many more.
And many will fill in the blanks in a few minutes. It is the end of the month and it is in Chicago. And it is, and I thought about a lot like the Glastonbury Festival. That's what I thought about in London. That's what it's like to me. But it's here in Chicago.
All right.
And we should be, I'm hoping, broadcasting live. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know that we're booked.
we're booked. Okay.
Look, it was in the mailbag and I didn't get a chance to really go through it and, like, you know, tell you in advance. So I'm telling you.
So you decided to spring it on me right here.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Right here, right now. Hey, did we get our music, Clarence?
No.
Clearly we didn't.
We're still singing.
We're still singing.
Still singing.
After all these years. Okay. Who's in concert this week? Because last week it was Garth Brooks, which was a great thing. Who's this week?
This week in concert, Roy Ayers, as a matter of fact.
I know him.
Roy Ayers, jazz artist extraordinaire, who's been in the business, 40 years plus.
Yeah.
He's also celebrating his birthday. I don't know exactly where he's going to be, but I know he's going to be in Chicago.
I think I saw something that says Stanley Clark is going to be here in Chicago soon, too. That and Macy Gray.
Macy Gray.
Ooh, we got to go see Macy Gray.
What happened to her? It's like she's
still performing.
It's like she kind of disappeared for a while. She was doing some acting.
She was acting. Mm-hmm. I saw like the last two projects, which really were good.
Mm-hmm.
But
she's a natural.
She very much is, mm-hmm. you know. And I think she's getting back into recording again.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like acquired taste.
Okay, an acquired taste.
Well, I say that because for us, mm-hmm. she would be considered an urban alternative entertainment artist.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with Joss Stone, who I do believe it is tomorrow at Ravinia,
mm-hmm.
I think, that she's here. And I haven't seen Joss Stone in like a long time. Like, I think the last time I saw her, she was with Emily King,
mm-hmm.
When she was here. And Emily at the time had just released her first album. Excellent. Ridiculously great.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had done a series with those two, Craig David, and I think I did Yellow Man at the time.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, it was a part of our urban alternative series.
Mm-hmm.
It was right before our traditional Black Rock History,
mm-hmm.
you know, month celebration.
Okay.
Because, you know, last year we had Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to do Prince this year.
Oh.
I'm on the fence with that one.
Why?
Well, see, history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like, it's like having an ex. You love them, but you just, you need to say no.
Okay.
You know, it's just, you know,
mm-hmm.
you just need, sometimes you just need to know when to say, boo, I love you, but you got to go. Keep on walking. I ain't talking to you anymore. You can just walk on. Keep on. C.C. Peniston.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really what I'm saying.
But Prince is one of those iconic artists who could just go on forever because he's reaching like new fans after so many years.
Mm.
You know, mm-hmm. because he's kind of opening up. Because before he didn't do a lot of interviews. So, you know, recently he was on Arsenio's show
mm-hmm.
and a couple of other shows that he was on. But he's doing more interviews now
mm-hmm.
in his, I guess, older age.
Because mm-hmm. he jumped the shark.
Mm-hmm.
He's irrelevant.
Because before, he wouldn't do interviews.
No, he wouldn't.
He was picky about who he worked with.
But here's the thing. That was the brand.
Mm-hmm.
That was the mystique.
Mm-hmm.
That was the presentation of Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you had me for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it all,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just can't do it.
I'm still waiting for the follow-up of Under the Cherry Moon.
Oh,
and Graffiti Bridge, which I know is not going to happen.
Mm-mm. And that is a waste of film.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say no.
Nope.
But, Prince, as well as, let's say, Little Richard,
mm-hmm.
Chuck Berry,
mm-hmm.
Chubby Checker,
mm-hmm.
in our particular category, the way we have it, we also say like Nat King Cole
mm-hmm.
and Jackie Wilson.
All icons, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but they fall under the urban alternative banner because upon the release of their music, it was not considered traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of backlash and a lack of support for these artists until, like Macy Gray, it mm-hmm. caught on.
Mm-hmm.
And once the audience, you know, for example, like John Legend,
mm-hmm.
people didn't like John Legend when he first came out, you know, they weren't feeling the, you know, stripped down piano, you know, just wasn't happening.
Some people are still not feeling him. My mom is one of those people.
I really, really like
it's him. Like, Mom, you don't like John Legend? She's like, mm-mm.
But that's what I'm saying, an acquired taste.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are certain artists where it's hard to position them because you don't No. Now, before the controversy, you could say the same thing about CeeLo. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things I thought was a hook to have him on The Voice, because he could be the person who would pick the next urban alternative new artist, mm-hmm. and get away with it and bring acceptability from mass media to that particular new artist, because nobody else is going to give it any juice, seriously. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I thought that if anyone would be able to present new talent in that technical category, which is urban alternative music, which technically was a Grammy category, mm-hmm. that I think has been defunct. Mm-hmm. That's because they didn't have anybody to put in the category, which is not true because they really do. But, I mean, it's just...
It reminds me of Neo Soul.
That's what it is, but it's not. And that was the whole thing, you know, 10 years ago when we created the Ultimate TV. That was the reason it was created, because you had a lot of artists who were put into a category that would never get exposure because it didn't fit the R&B, soul category, but mm-hmm. it wasn't poppy enough, and it wasn't rock, and it wasn't album rock, mm-hmm. and so a person like Terrence Trent D'Arby would never make it. Mm-hmm. Corinne Bailey Rae barely made it. Yeah. Oh my God, Michelle Indigio Cello, how mm-hmm. much crap did she get before Madonna really got behind her? Mm-hmm. Say Tracy Chapman caught a whole lot of hell because of her braids. Maybe mm-hmm. makes me think about India Irie. I mean, thank God for Grace Jones. She was so out there, they just let her go.
Oh, yeah.
She could do whatever she wanted to do. And somebody like, you know, Nia Cherry, mm-hmm. you know, Jamarquay. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can just go on and on and on. There's the category is there. The mm-hmm. artists are there. Mm-hmm. But because the industry doesn't know how to position them, artists of this magnitude, their music goes by the wayside, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous, because you have so many people like an Adele. Mm-hmm. They said, oh, she came from out of nowhere. No, she didn't. She sounds like Dusty Springfield.
Exactly.
2.0. I mean, give me a break. Everything old is new again. What the? Mm-hmm. And that's why I get frustrated with an artist like Prince, because mm-hmm. unlike CeeLo, he's a founder.
Yeah.
There's no reason. Look how many bands he started. But where are these people now?
All of the Prince musicians?
Yeah.
They're all producers now.
Yeah, I know, like Lisa and Wendy.
Lisa and Wendy did a soundtrack to a TV series a few years ago.
Yeah.
The series kind of escapes me right now. But they did music. Matt Fink.
Yes.
A.K.A. Dr. Fink. He's also a producer.
Yeah. And, of course, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Who came out of the Time.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody is a producer or a performer in their own right. Jesse Johnson, mm-hmm. He still plays with the Time every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And he does his own thing. He's gotten totally away from the whole funk scene.
Yeah.
And he's doing alternative music that he wanted to do mm-hmm. before. But
just like Des Dickerson.
Des Dickerson, mm-hmm. that's another one.
Yeah.
Who did a whole album.
Yes, he did. And I have it.
Yeah. It was Des Dickerson and the Montaneras, which was
in
the movie.
I want to be a millionaire.
Yep. And nothing became
of
it.
Love that album. No, it didn't.
Mm-hmm. Another artist out of, we're talking about Prince.
Minnesota.
Yeah. Carmen Electra.
I liked her a lot.
Prince was the one that gave her her name.
Yeah.
And he did an album on her.
Yeah.
Which never got released, or if it did get released, it never did
saw
anything.
It, yeah. Well, I mean, that goes back to, what was her name? Her name was Susan.
Mm-hmm.
I liked her. I think I still have the track.
Mm-hmm.
I even have his sister Tyka. I got her album, which mm-hmm. was great. I'm like, geez, Louise, and that's one of the reasons why I was going to ask you if mm-hmm. we should resurrect the Ultimate TV.
Why not?
And take it back to where it was.
Why not?
And I say that because I'm very disillusioned with a lot of the television programming mm-hmm. that I see with music being involved.
Mm-hmm.
Because other than Austin City Lights or Austin City Nights,
mm-hmm.
where I see a lot of new talent or new product from older you know, groups or, you know, current groups. That's the closest thing we have to like the Midnight Special, where it's the real performance. It's not something that's convoluted or, you know, marketed just for this, you know, television show. And it's great to see. And we don't see it often. I'm tired of the reality shows. I mean, the Rising Star was fine. I liked it.
But ABC just needed a show.
Yes. And that's what it felt like.
You know, it was like Idol.
I like Josh Groban. And that was fine.
And then Idol gave birth to The Voice.
Yeah.
And
well,
The Voice gave birth to
The X Factor.
To The X Factor.
Which really tanked, but that's enough. All right. And, I mean, this is what, year, I forgot the year, but American Idol is coming back. That's what I was telling you the other day. Can we just bring the Gong Show back? I mean, if we're going there, dude.
Where is Chuck Barris?
Yeah, where is this guy? Da, 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 da. Where is the unknown comic? That's what I want. I mean, we got America's, you know, was it America's Great Greatest Talent, you know, with Nick.
America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent with Nick Mel Cannon. B, with Nick Cannon and Mel B and Howard Stern. You know,
and Howie Mandel.
And Howie Mandel and Heidi Klum. Still so late. Excellent. Whatever. I love her so much. She is so cool.
Yes, she is.
She has the best Halloween costumes. Honestly. Have you seen them? Yeah. I love this time of year just because I know Heidi Klum and Seal, but not this year. Maybe. I don't know. They get dressed up and they have great Halloween costumes.
Yeah, they're all into it. Yeah,
I love Halloween. I do, I do, and that's something that you know I miss. But like I said, Seal is another artist that falls under the urban alternative banner, and I miss him so much too. And that's one of the reasons why I'm hoping that me and you can get together in the next couple of weeks, revamp the Ultimate TV, and bring urban alternative music back to where it used to be. So with that, we're going to start doing some research. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Ultimate with Rachel Montgomery.
You're listening to The Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery. We'll be back in a minute.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
What? What about our plan to win the lottery and start living? You know, travel the world on matching yachts, wear enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacation on the French Riviera, and then buy it.
You know we're never going to win the lottery, right?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Chris, you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
There's your comic book collection, the race car bed.
I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I'm taking control over my financial life, and that feels pretty grown up to me.
Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Are those footy pajamas?
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
The Ultimate TV is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
And now, back to The Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery.
And you're back with The Ultimate, and I'm Rachel Montgomery. And I miss the circus.
The circus?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you miss about the circus?
I miss cotton candy, and I miss, like, the pre-show where they used to have the like, the animals would come through the, like, the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and you could see them. You know, and now you got to go okay. so far away to go, you know, and it's just a hassle now because, okay, they have it, like, way, way out first,
mm-hmm.
and then... Then, like, they bring it to the neighborhood, but it's like usually during the week. And, like, I'm working, so I don't get a chance to, you know.
Oh, you have a real job? Oh, my goodness.
Shut up.
Please tell me all about it. You have a real job? I haven't had a real job in so long. Like, what is it like?
Well, somebody's paying for this broadcast, don't you think?
Yeah. How is the outside world?
And I say that because I was looking at our calendar,
mm-hmm.
and right now we're kind of in a lull, and that is dangerous for us, mm-hmm. because that means at any point in time within the next 25 days, mm-hmm. we could just be overwhelmed with stuff. And it's fall. And... it's a good time for the ultimate, and it's a bad time for the ultimate. And,
okay.
And I say it like this.
Mm-hmm.
The bad part about fall for the ultimate TV is that all of our wonderful summer programs that we have been involved in and that we love to cover have come to an end. Mm-hmm. And now the end is near.
No, no.
We have to draw the final curtain. Meaning that... Like that?
Yeah.
Meaning that the Movies in the Park series
mm-hmm.
is coming to a screeching halt.
Well, yeah, it would be kind of hard to have them outside and, you know, be kind of cold out there.
I know.
A lot of people standing around yeah, with coats on.
Chilly, shivering.
Shivering, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for their popcorn. Mm-hmm. The last Movies in the Park
series
mm-hmm. is going to be this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and it's gonna go out with a bang. It's gonna be Iron Man 3.
Woohoo!
It's not gonna be Despicable Me 3, and it's not gonna be clouded with a chance of Meatballs 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's Iron Man 3. And it's always good to see Robert Downey Jr. once again, and
yes,
it makes me think about the programming. Upcoming programming, the television program, of course,
mm-hmm.
From Marvel and DC.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. We talked about fall programming last week, and there's a lot of, you know, great programming that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And it also made me think about Wizard World and the Gotham screening.
Oh, yeah.
The free Gotham screening mm-hmm. that we got a chance to see. It was awesome.
Yes, it was.
But you know what I forgot to ask you last week?
What's that?
What did you think about it?
About Gotham?
Yes.
I watched it. I have never, well, I can't say I've never been, but I was just as excited watching the Gotham screening
mm-hmm.
as I was watching House. Someone sent me, remember the series House?
Yes. With Hugh Laurie.
With Hugh Laurie.
Yeah.
Someone sent me that that preview mm-hmm. or that first episode of House.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, I said, this is just too good. It's too good. It's not going to stay on the air
yeah.
too long.
Yeah.
And, of course, I was wrong.
You were.
And I had that same feeling about Gotham. I'm like, okay, they're not going to feel this because... The characters aren't developed yet.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Penguin, you have Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
So they're introducing the characters.
And a young Bruce Wayne.
young Bruce Wayne.
Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, Commissioner Gordon, who's not Commissioner Gordon.
That's right.
He's just Jim Gordon, the detective.
Yep.
So none of the characters are developed yet, but you kind of see how they became these villains. So, I mean, it's real interesting. And like I said, some people may not get into it right away because they want to see Batman. They want to see the Batmobile, the Batcopter, and none of that is in there yet.
And see, I thought the opposite. When I saw it, I felt like I was watching Gotham, the movie, like the prequel, like, Star Wars 1, 2, and 3, which were awful, but, but it was like watching, like, the setup to, the big franchises that we know, you know, like the Batman franchises and the Superman franchises and, you know, all the new series that are coming out now.
And like, Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man, you know, like the Avengers coming out and that kind of thing. So I saw it like, you said, this is too good
too
for television. And I'm thinking, this should be like, I kept thinking, am I watching HBO? This HBO?
Exactly.
Not Showtime?
That was my feeling.
Yeah, yes.
This should be on HBO.
And then I felt guilty because I said, this is the type of program we should have on terrestrial television. But we keep getting bombarded with reality, crazy reality shows, you know, and everybody's got to sing or they got to, you know, jump off some balls and fall into some water or they got to be on a quest and chasing them some naked woman or whatever it is.
And you know why we have reality shows?
Because Kim Kardashian got to get paid.
Nope. Nope. Because reality shows are cheap to make. They're not scripted most of the time.
Well.
And you know, they just roll the cameras.
Yeah.
They get enough footage, you know, 2-3 hours worth of footage. They whittle it down to 1 hour per week.
Yeah.
And then that's it. They've got the whole season done in a couple of months.
But that was my whole thing about when we went to see the upcoming season of Preachers from LA.
Yeah.
Well, I felt the same way. I felt like I was being a manipulated audience participant. Because why do you think I need to see that?
Because.
I mean, I know, I understand, you know, it's a time filler and you're looking for something new and something a little controversial and something that, you know, can get you some mileage. I get that. You know, hey, I'm good for good programming. You know, if it's good, I'll give it to you. But at a certain point, it's like, can you feed me something? And I felt that way, like we talked about when Oprah left television. That time slot has been filled with crap. No disrespect to the chew. It's crap.
Right.
Do I need to see one more cooking show? No, and I can't cook. So and people not cute. Okay? And no. Because, you know, that's what Channel 11 is for. You know, public broadcasting service.
Right.
That's what, you know, Julia Child, that's where that went. That's where they need to be. You know, don't waste my time. I mean, is something else?
But I look at it this way, not to cut you off.
I'm just saying.
It's like Julia Child had children.
Not them people on the chew.
And they are the chew. They are Master Chef.
Oh, God. Hell's Kitchen.
I love Hell's Kitchen. You know, I can go on and on.
Hell's Kitchen is the bomb.
You know.
I don't care what you say about the Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen is going on. They got me. Now, they can get rid of the shoot, but the Hell's Kitchen, oh, yeah. That man is not playing with you.
But Gordon Ramsay is the new, he's like the anti-Julia Child. For people who are old enough to remember Julia Child, she was just so mild-mannered.
She was drunk.
Just she was like, yes, and we're going to pour a little wine in here and mix it all up. And, you know, now Ramsay.
And she starts slapping the chickens.
Right. But you got Gordon Ramsay, who goes on a rant every week, you know.
Yep.
Get the beep out of my kitchen. You know, he's like the anti-child, I guess you could say.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I like him and Rick Bayless.
Yeah.
He's really cool. Although he just does like Mexican stuff.
Right.
But I like him. He's like really cool. Now, if they had that instead of the chew, okay, you got me. But the rest of it, oh, come on now. That's a waste of film.
But it's the chew. The chew is the view with food.
And both of them need to go. They all need to go. Because Rosie and Rosie, Rosie, mm-hmm. Rosie 1 and 2, mm-hmm. and then Michelle, whatever her name is,
right.
she mm-hmm. got to go.
From CNN.
No, she's not from CNN.
She's not from CNN? No?
No, she's from MSNBC.
Oh, MSNBC.
Yeah,
okay.
Whatever she's from. Mm-hmm. She got to go.
But Rosie...
Which one?
Who was not...
Rosie Perez.
No, Rosie McDonnell.
O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell, who is not even on the View yet, had a comment about Sherry Shepherd.
Oh!
And
do tell.
She's already downing her former co-hosts.
Why?
The quote was, yes. To hear Sherry Shepherd talk about the world being flat and trying to make you believe that it was. And Rosie said she almost had an aneurysm listening to Sherry Shepherd. I'm like, oh no. But Rosie says,
doesn't she know that was comedy? That was a bit.
Right. But she didn't think so. She didn't think it was funny.
Well, see, that's why she's at the house. And right. She needs to stay at the house.
But Rosie O'Donnell said that she can't wait to get on so she can show her new persona. She said at the time that she was on The View the
first
time.
What's new about Rosie? Her hair looked the same. She looked the same.
She said at the time she was going through a tumultuous relationship.
She was married. What are you talking about?
And she's no longer married to that person. She's married to a new
person. Oh, it's the person's fault. And it's not your fault.
Right.
Oh, it's not you.
So, you know, she had to blame somebody for her not being on The View and, of course, her failed TV show, talk show. Mm. It's produced by Oprah. It all leads back to Oprah. Oh.
The views expressed by the following co-host.
We don't blame you, Oprah. We love you, Oprah.
Blame it on the rain. Blame it on the stars. Whatever you do, don't put the blame on you. Blame it on the rain. Yeah, yeah.
Or you could say, blame it on the Oprah. And on that note,
we'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Ultimate.
You're listening to The Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery. We'll be back in a minute. When was the last time this happened to you?
Earthquake, put your hands up.
Well, AG Entertainment Company has the answer. The right music for the right occasion. We can provide the right music, the right equipment, and more importantly, the right disc jockey for your wedding reception, family or class reunion, or birthday party. Call 773-675-2400. 773-675-2400. AG Entertainment Company, your source for the hottest entertainment.
You use numbers every day, your phone, your zip, even your PIN. But knowing your cholesterol numbers can help save your life. 34 million adults in the U.S. have high cholesterol, but many of them don't know it. Do you know your numbers? Your doctor can do a simple test to check your cholesterol levels and help you make choices that lower your risk for heart disease and stroke. September is National Cholesterol Education Month. Visit www.cdc.gov/cholesterol to learn more. A message from CDC.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up? Holla at ya, boy. XOXOXO. You getting these texts? ? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG, you are making me mad. You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And now, back to The Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery.
And we're back. You're listening to The Ultimate, and I am Rachel Montgomery. And I wanted you to know that I wanted you to know that coming to a park district near you in Chicago, and I say this because we get a lot of requests from our fans for free local events that you could go to during the fall. And a lot of the things that we get sent, yeah, you got to pay for them. But, you know, free is me. So I'm trying to find cool stuff that I would go to, that I would take you with me to, that we could go to together, or is stuff that I think is extremely interesting that we should participate in. It may have a cost, but it's a justifiable one.
Right.
And I say that because I have a lot of friends who have kids, and, you know, it is expensive to find good events to take them to, age appropriate. That's not going to break the bank. You know, and the other thing, we had been discussing is, you know, fall is a time of financial crisis for a lot of people. And it does start with back to school. Because even though your kids may go to a public school, there's a cost. Because granted, it's not like it used to be where you could send your kids and they could dress any way they want to. You don't do that with a lot of schools because in Chicago, it's a security thing.
We have uniforms here.
Thank God. But in my particular case, you know, we always had uniforms because we went to Catholic school.
Well, yeah, I went to Catholic school, too.
Yeah, so we know.
I got kicked out, though.
Why? Did you? What'd you do? You beat up somebody. You beat up some poor person, didn't you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I ran into someone's fist. That was.
What happened?
I was a nerd, and I would get into fights. You know, 3:15, I'll see you outside. So, you know,
did you see him outside at 3:15 or did you go and sit in the principal's office like I did?
I would sit in the principal's office or I would wait, you know, because I was I guess I was spoiled as a kid because from the time I was, you know, a young fella, I used to have a driver that took me back and forth to Catholic school.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You had a driver?
Yeah.
I hate you. My grandma took me.
I was, I was one of those privileged children, and I had a driver who would pick me up in the morning, take me to St. Ambrose Grammar School, which is on 47th and Ellis.
Which nobody knows in Chicago.
Chicago. It's still there, but it's no longer St. Ambrose.
Isn't that the one that got torn down?
No, it's still there. It's just not called St. Ambrose. The church next to it is still St. Ambrose, but the school is something totally different.
Yeah.
And yes, I got a ride to school.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No,
which was the beginning of my nerddom.
Grammy took me, but it was for different reasons.
Okay.
Grammy took me because kids on my block were trying to jump me.
Ooh.
Yeah. Weird, just crazy. It, you know what it basically was? It's like, okay, you know West Side Story? It was the Jets and the other people. We're going to get you. You go to Catholic school. You think you somebody. You got your uniforms on and you got some clean patent leather shoes. You got to go. You going down. You going down.
Oh, no.
So Grammy had to take me to school because they would jack me up. You know what I'm saying? Because like they would. Okay. I love Halloween, but you don't egg people's homes before Halloween. Well, they will egg me. Well, not me, but the house. And then they would like toilet paper, like the tree and stuff in front of the house.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. And that's because half of the block, they were Catholic. Right? And the other, I don't know what these folks were across the street. I don't know what these jokers were. But clearly they weren't Christian.
No. Because
it's not Christian like to egg people's homes.
No, it isn't.
You know what I mean? And like,
especially in my neighborhood.
Well, you know, and so like we used to walk to school because like, okay, the public school was like a block and a half from our house in one direction. And then like the Catholic school was like a block and a half away. On the other side of the block? Because like the, you know, like the little corner store that has like Chico sticks and the pickle with the,
peppermint
in the middle. And the big nasty jar of pig feet.
They were sitting there for years, yeah.
That's so gross. Oh, my God. Okay.
So but it's in every neighborhood.
Yeah, I know it is. Well, I don't know about in London. But I wonder if they got pickle pixie or something like that in London with a peppermint stick in it.
I don't think so.
Hey, everybody in London, okay, 888. Go for it. Call us and let me know what kind of nasty stuff you have at the corner store. Because I know this couldn't be us. You know what I mean? It just couldn't be us in Chicago. But anyways, so the corner store was like the gathering place for all the youth, right? Mm-hmm. So like if you went to Catholic school, okay, they know you were coming because they see your uniforms. No. You're going mm-hmm. down, right?
You're going down.
So what you would do is like you would leave class. You would mm-hmm. go in the bathroom. You would put on like your regular clothes, like you kind of blend in.
Mm-hmm.
And you would walk around the block to come up the opposite side of, people think you came from the public school.
Oh, okay.
But see, I was little, right? So I didn't, my grandma, she didn't know all the stuff. So she would walk me and then she thought it was okay to have me walk with the rest of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. They saw me coming with my little self and my long hair and my little patent leather shoes mm-hmm. and my little mat. Oh, no. Da-na-na-na.
Didn't quite blend in.
And then I was like talking like this.
You too?
Yeah. You know, you trying to be white. I don't know what the hell. I still don't understand what the hell that means.
You got that too?
I didn't understand what the hell was going on. But anyways, so at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
My house wound up looking like, you know, the haunted house on the hill because I got stuff swinging from the trees.
Toilet paper and eggs.
Yeah. Before Halloween, and right? And so that's why I like October because mm-hmm. it reminds me of Halloween and how much I love Halloween. But then also when I see the trees, I'm like, oh, I remember my tree. They used to torture me. But anyway.
yeah, good times when I used to get tortured.
And it was during this time where they used to have free fall events. Like mm-hmm. they would have the fall hay rides mm-hmm. and like me and my friends, like the three friends I had on the block, we would all get into like Deacon Don's van. Mm-hmm. He'd come pick us up, right? And then we would go like to Michigan and we'd go apple picking orchards and stuff. Tell nobody you went to Michigan. But you come back with a big barrel of apples and your mom would make like an apple pie, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was cool. And then like maybe the next week, we would go to like the circus in the park kind mm-hmm. of thing. Mm-hmm. And they've brought that back in Chicago. So, for all my friends who have kids who haven't been abused or tortured, the Midnight Circus in the Park series from Chicago's, Park District is back. Yay! It's running now through October, mm-hmm. and it's a really fun thing to take your kids to. Admission is free, and they have, you know, like the circus people and everything. And the hay rides are still going on, too. We'll be listing all of our Halloween and fall events on theultimatetv.com. Mm-hmm. We're hoping that you guys would come and see them with us, and don't bring eggs.
Or toilet paper.
Or toilet paper. You can be costumed because we like we like costumes. We do cosplay.
Yeah.
Which we will probably be doing at the Ultimate Doctor Who screening series, which starts again in the fall. Yay! We're back at Columbia College talking about the Eighth Doctor, Peter Capaldi, and how everybody is so much enjoying the new series.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you'll be wearing your Capaldi best.
Yes, I will be.
Mm-hmm. I saw that blue blazer you got with the red and who you trying to be? Styling. Who you trying? You trying to get your own River Song? What's going on with you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You trying to. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we look forward to seeing you guys at the screening. It's going to be at the end of the month. You can always go to theultimatetv.com and get further information, or you can always email us at theultimatetv@yahoo.com. This is your host, Rachel Montgomery. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Ultimate Radio Program with Rachel Montgomery. On TalkZone Internet Radio, with all of the hot topics of the day, music and entertainment, right here on TalkZone Internet Radio.
The Ultimate TV is a member of the iTechs trading community. Your iTechs dollars are welcome.